Mark chapter 5 and verse 24. We're looking at these two miracles, and this is the second discourse, two miracles part 2, Mark chapter 5 verse 24. Now you remember in the first discourse, we looked at Jairus, this ruler of the synagogue, and this poor man was at the end of his wits. He didn't know what to do. He was tormented. He was terrified of what might happen to his daughter. She was on the verge of dying. And you can hear it, you can see it, you can feel it in him. And please come and put your hands on her so she can be healed and live. He's begging Jesus to come. And now I turn to this part. Jesus responds, verse 24. So Jesus went with him. So Jesus went with him. Well, that's not a great doctrinal passage, is it? Isn't it? What can you get out of that? What was in the hat? So Jesus went with him. Well, yes, well, I expect he had his sandals on. I expect he had his cloak around him and his garment on his toga, whatever it was, you know. We know the facts of this. He went, no, my friend. I'll tell you one man to whom this was of vital importance. I'll tell you one man, if he was here now, would say, don't dismiss this. And that man is Jairus. Jairus. If Jairus was here, he would tell us I was absolutely at my wit's end. I was desperate. And the most wonderful thing is, this man did not just talk to me. He actually came with me. That was what I wanted. Please come, he said to Christ. So Jesus went with him. Five lovely words in the English text. So Jesus went with him. His terror and his grief and his fear melted away, surely, as he felt and knew the consolation of the presence of Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't that a marvelous thing? My version has said, so, the Authorized Version, the King James, has and. Some versions have indeed, perhaps, you know. It's the word kai. But I think so is a lovely translation. Or and, if you like. And, yeah, no consequence. No. When Jesus hears this cry, he goes with the man. He didn't just give him a list of instructions. Let me give you an illustration. Something's going wrong with your computer. You're not IT whiz kid, you know, and something you just can't do something. I've had this experience, and it's pretty desperate, isn't it? And somebody tells you all you do is press this, you press C, and do that. No, that doesn't help. He comes along and does it with you and shows you, and you write it down for next time. I paint watercolors. Well, now, this is how you paint watercolors. You do, you know, this kind of brush and that kind of thing. No, an ounce of demonstration is worth a ton of theory. And this presence, this comforting presence of Christ, this willingness of Christ, this compassion of Christ, this, look at the simplicity of the word, so Jesus went with him. What am I trying to say to you, my friend? Are you a poor, needy sinner? What's the way of salvation? Well, you've got to go to this procedure and that procedure, and you've got to go through this process. No, that's the modern evangelical way. Come and attend our course. Come and come through these series of lectures. Come to this and that and the other. No, my friend, come to Christ, and he will come to you. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will receive you. He will welcome you. There was a young lady once on the tube platform, and she saw a Roman Catholic man there that she knew, a friend or something. And she went to this person and she said, I got 5 minutes to live. Can you tell me how to be saved? Oh, said the fellow, well, you need to go to the priest. I've only got 5 minutes. I've only got 4 minutes. Where do I go? How can I be saved? Well, you need to take this. No, I've got 3 minutes left. What would your answer be, my friend? Your answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Look to him now. How long does it take to look? Isn't it wonderful? And so Jesus went with him. Doubt no more, said Joseph Hart, doubt no more. Remember Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what am I saying? What's my point in saying this to you? I'm trying to encourage any poor sinner who's doubting, fearing, wondering. At the end of your tether, you know you need to be saved. You don't know what to do. Go to Christ and he will go to you. He will come to you. He will in no wise cast out any who come. I think it's the most wonderful text. So Jesus went with him because he was in need. If you show him, all he requireth is your need of him, this sense of it, and he gives you that by his Spirit. Let Isaac Watts say something to help us, shall we? Plunged in a gulf of dark despair, we wretched sinners lay, without one cheerful beam of hope or spark of glimmering day. That's how poor old Jairus must have felt. With pitying eyes, the Prince of Grace beheld our helpless grief. There we go, yes. He saw, and oh, amazing grace. I love that phrase. And oh, amazing grace. Amazing love. He ran to our relief. Down from the shining seats above, with joyful haste he fled, entered the grave in mortal flesh, and dwelt among the dead. He spoiled the powers of darkness thus, and broke our iron chains. Jesus has freed our captive souls from everlasting pains. Oh, for this love, let rocks and hills their lasting silence break, and all harmonious tongues, human tongues, the Saviour's praises speak. Angels, assist our mighty joys, strike all your harps of gold, but when you raise your highest notes, his love can ne'er be told. That's what I see in this passage. And so Jesus went with him. I don't need to find out anymore. I know that Jesus was willing. I know that Jesus was compassionate. I know that he was loving. I know that he was kind. I know that he was merciful. I know that he was desirous to see this man and this daughter cured and all the rest. And I'm so glad that I can preach this to you now. I know it's by this strange medium. I'm speaking into a microphone. It's coming over the internet. But may God use these feeble words and bring you to know Christ and all his love and all his willingness to save. How willing was Jesus to die? How willing is Jesus to come with you? Doubt no more, my friend. Doubt no more. Doubt no more. Trust the Savior. Believe and be saved. Amen.